Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, May 17th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Vaccinated Americans can ditch face masks. John Kerry talks climate change with the Pope. Gay cops get banned from New York's Pride Parade. Israel attacks targets in Gaza. A new study finds five-year-olds now staring at screens 7 hours a day. Also ahead, you'll be shocked at who is attacking American traditions. But first, millions of us removing face masks for the first time in 15 months. New CDC guidelines say those vaxxed can ditch the coverings both indoors and outdoors. Most states now dropping mandates to comply. National chains Walmart, Trader Joe's, Costco inviting maskless shoppers back to the stores. John Kerry meeting Pope Francis in Vatican City, holding private discussions on global warming inside the papal library. Joe Biden's climate czar telling reporters he hopes the pontiff will work with the UN and other international organizations to help combat climate change. According to Kerry, humanity has just 9 years left to avert a global catastrophe. Organizers behind New York's Pride Month banning gay members of the NYPD from taking part in the annual march. The police will protect the parade but can no longer walk down Fifth Avenue. According to the gay activists, the cops, quote, create an atmosphere of fear for their community, which is, of course, a political statement, not reality. Israel launching hundreds of airstrikes against Hamas in Gaza. The missiles flattened three buildings allegedly used by terrorists to hurl rockets into the Jewish state. Of course, that's all financed by Iran. At least 200 Palestinians and 10 Israelis have so far been killed since violence broke out 2 weeks ago. New study from Ohio State says kindergarten-age children stare at screens 7 hours a day. That's stat up from 2 hours before the pandemic. Biggest culprits, tablets, smartphones, and the TV. About 80% of young students have been stuck at home since COVID shut down the schools. In a moment, the USA being attacked from a very unlikely place. Right back with that.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, radicals on the march. You may remember during the Vietnam days, some radicals actually became heroes in the liberal press. Let's see, Jane Fonda, Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, Huey Newton all became far out in the land of the groovy. There was even a media name for the far-left movement, Radical Chic. The revolution died out, of course, because it ran out of outrage. After the war in Southeast Asia ended, the radicals splintered. Ms. Fonda continued her movie career. John Kerry went into politics. Hoffman and Rubin self-destructed. Today, Radical Chic is back, but it's dramatically different because corporate media now embraces it. They promote it. They finance it. That's what woke is all about. Here's a good example. Disney park employees are required to listen to a number of anti-American presentations. The Mouse Factory has bought into white supremacy and Caucasian privilege in a big way. Also, Delta, Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball, and other massive companies have attacked the state of Georgia for passing a more disciplined voting law, apparently requiring an ID to cast a ballot is racist, even though scores of countries around the world do that. So social power has shifted to the radical left in America, courtesy of our corporations. Stacey Adams was recently given a TV deal by NBC Comcast. No traditional person has such a deal with NBC, nor will they. In addition, the radical left knows it can use the cancel culture to devastate opposing points of view. It's easy to do that when the national media could not care less about the truth. All allegations are fit to print. Here's another example. A committed liberal named Scott Stringer is running for mayor of New York City. But he's not left-wing enough for the radicals. Presto! A nasty misconduct allegation appears, and Stringer is done, despite his vehement denials. As Henny Youngman once said, "I've got a million of them." Corporations will eventually pay a financial price for backing the radical left, but the present-day CEOs do not seem to care. They are frightened of the cancel thugs. They know there is little protection against them. So woke it is, no matter how much destruction befalls America. In 2015, a Gallup poll showed the vast majority of Americans thought race relations were good. Today, the populace is divided by race controversies, including the heinous critical race theory that places blame on white people for societal ills. Yeah, that's the ticket. Let's teach that to the kids. Meantime, American corporations have donated tens of millions of dollars to the Marxist-inspired Black Lives Matter Foundation. Simply incredible. We are indeed living in a woke era, and if we the people don't wake up and actively oppose all this, American tradition will disappear. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, the number one book in America. Thank you. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 121 years ago today, a relatively unknown children's author published a new book in Chicago. The novel featured a cowardly lion, Tin Man, Scarecrow, Wicked Witch, and cost just $1.50 to buy. Author L. Frank Baum thought the story would only sell a few thousand copies, but it has become the best-selling children's book in the world. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here's how Oz went from print to Hollywood. Many of the characters, themes, and ideas in the novel were drawn from the author's early childhood. He frequently had nightmares of a scarecrow chasing him across a field or a lion attacking him while sleeping. In his early 20s, the author's niece, Dorothy, became gravely ill and died from congestion of the brain before her first birthday. So, Mr. Baum compiled his personal history into a story, telling friends he settled on the name Oz as a reference to the newly formed country of Australia. The illustrated novel was published on May 17, 1900. By the 1930s, 2 million books had been sold in the USA. Executives at MGM bought the rights to Oz after watching Walt Disney's Snow White in 1937, a very popular film adaptation of a legendary children's story. The movie, starring Judy Garland as Dorothy, premiered 2 years later. It's regarded as one of the finest films ever made, even having its own permanent exhibit at the Smithsonian Museum of American History. And here's something else you might not know. The Wizard went woke long before Coca-Cola or Major League Baseball. An adaptation renamed The Wiz was released in 1978 with an all-black cast starring Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, and swapped Kansas for Harlem, New York. It was a commercial disaster. The movie cost $35 million to make and earned just $5 million at the box office. The lesson? Don't mess with perfection. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.